You will know them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorns or figs from thistles? So every sound tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears evil fruit. A sound tree cannot bear evil fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will know them by their fruits. This is in the 7th chapter of Matthew. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Only a good prophet can bestow the fruit of the Spirit, and a bad prophet can only bestow evil fruit, according to the testimony of Jesus the Christ.
Okay, so dear friends, according to Jesus himself, you know a true prophet because he engenders the fruits of the Spirit, and his own life exhibits the fruits of the Spirit.
Baha'u'llah, during his life, bore innumerable trials and persecutions in order to show forth to the world of mankind the virtues of the world of divinity.
Now, what are virtues of the world of divinity in biblical terms? Fruits of the Spirit. Fruits of the Spirit. Okay?
Making it possible for you to realize the supremacy of the Spirit. From the promulgation of universal peace, the proof of the validity of a manifestation of God is the penetration and potency of His Word, the cultivation of heavenly attributes in the hearts and lives of His followers.
Okay, what's cultivation of heavenly attributes? What are heavenly attributes in biblical terms? Fruits of the Spirit. Okay, David, you want to... I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
And the bestowal of divine education upon the world of humanity. This is absolute proof.
Okay, so what is absolute proof? The fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit in the lives of the followers. And we even have them enumerated, clearly spelled out by Paul in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And what have we heard? One thing and only one thing, well, unfailingly and alone. What are we talking about? What is that one thing and only one thing? Fruits of the Spirit. Do you see how consistent the Word of God is? It is the spiritual transformation of the individual lives that is absolute proof. The proof of the validity of a manifestation of God is the penetration and potency of His Word. The cultivation of heavenly attributes in the hearts and lives of the followers. Fruits of the Spirit. What is your life like? How do you conduct your affairs? Is your life organized around spiritual principles? What is the Baha'i community all about? What is the House of Justice bringing about? The organization of human affairs based on spiritual principles. Why? Because it brings the fruits of the Spirit. That's the great gift of religion, among other things, knowing your Lord and so forth. But the absolute proof is the fruits of the Spirit.